This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three. You can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And the way that you can call in to join us would be dialing toll-free 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And, well, we've mostly been on the topic of cannabis and drugs. Did have somebody call in about recreational mushrooms.
Yep.
The Ross Ulbricht appeal to the Supreme Court being denied. But we're going to change gears here and go something that may or may not be a little more lighthearted, if you will, and talk about the latest, shall we say, snitch to sort of become internet famous.
Yeah, yeah.
Woman being called Permit Patty.
Permit Patty.
For either actually calling the cops on an 8-year-old girl selling bottled water, or just threatening to call the cops on an 8-year-old girl selling water, where the initial reports were that she did call the cops, and then she later said, no, I didn't actually call the cops. I just pretended to call the cops.
Great.
So what's going on with this crazy lady?
Oh, well, she's resigned as CEO of a company a major backlash from calling police on girl selling water. I'll tell you who she worked for. Studio City, California. The woman dubbed Permit Patty for threatening to call police on an 8-year-old black girl selling water on the street has stepped down as CEO of her own cannabis company. CBS Los Angeles reported the move follows a massive online backlash that resulted in her products getting dropped by other marijuana sellers. Several Bay Area dispensaries are now refusing to sell products made by Allison Etter's company, Treat Well Health, the San Francisco Chronicle reported Tuesday. Quote, "It is Ms. Etter's belief that Treat Well, its employees and patients, should not have to suffer because of a situation that occurred in an escalated moment," unquote, company spokesman Cynthia Gonzalez is quoted as saying in the paper. At least three marijuana dispensaries stated publicly that they would stop selling TreatWell products. Quote, "I forgot to mention that we had pulled TreatWell's products line as soon as we saw the video," unquote, said the manager of one San Francisco store.
Oh, there's an actual
store.
Video?
There's video of this lady. That's how she got internet famous.
I mean, I saw the articles, but I didn't care enough to actually click and go in and, like, waste minutes of my life watching.
Oh, I didn't actually watch the video. I just saw that there was video.
Did you see it, Chris?
I have not, but we, quote, "we do not support that type of behavior." So basically what you have here is a lady who felt, I'm not even going to, what she felt threatened. She didn't want people hanging out. But this girl was just selling bottles of water.
Well, without a permit.
Without a permit.
On a sidewalk.
On a sidewalk. Well, that means you can get the state involved.
What I thought was, like, really bad was, like, how a lot of, like, I think it was Fox News or whatever shared the story, and right when they shared it, they're like, "White woman calls cops on black girl selling water," like instantly making the whole issue about race thing.
Right.
And I'm like, really? Like, I think everybody's met that, like, one person in the neighborhood that, like, you know, calls the cops when the music is too loud, calls the cops because your leaf blower is too loud. Like, growing up on the Cape, we had tons of people that were like that. So it's like, I feel like people like that would call no matter what kind of a person it is. It's just
a personality. Oh, there are some people that would, but then there are other people that, you know, whenever they get the chance to harass a minority, they're going to take it.
Right.
We'll continue with this discussion, but to the Discord, where we've got Old Dirty Mortified Penguin calling in. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. And it looks like you're muted. Now you're unmuted.
Yeah. Yeah, greetings, Minister and guys. I just wanted to give you guys a call. I wanted to talk about. Can you hear me well, by the way?
Yep.
Yeah.
How's my audio? Okay, great.
We can hear ourselves as an echo, so make sure you turn that down.
Okay, let me see. Hold on.
If you've got headphones, use those.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Is that better?
Okay. Go ahead.
Great. I wanted to call about migration. That's the big one of the big topics that's going on. And I'm not going to be the guy to call up and take the anti-migration position, anti-immigration position. I'm not going to say they should come in legally. My father immigrated this country legally, which he did. But at the same time, and of course I do consider myself to have a fairly liberty stance on migration. But at the same time, you have a large number of people, a surge of people, and it's not greatly up in the long term, but there's this. A surge of people, and they're coming over, claiming asylum status. And, you know, in general, most people would say, oh, yeah, legitimate asylum, legitimate refugees. We want to welcome them and help them out to some extent or another. But, you know, we as liberty-minded people, value the economic migrants because they contribute, you know, they do contribute to the society. They're not coming over to leech or take jobs.
But some of them do.
Sure. And some people commit murder.
Yeah,
Florida Man does all kinds of horrible things, but I've never heard anybody say that Florida Man should be made illegal.
That's a good point. Go ahead.
It's just saw Florida from the rest of the country. No, you know, we value you know, the legitimate, of course, quote unquote, legitimate economic migrants that are coming over to contribute to the economy. And you know, that there's nuances to that. I'm just saying in a very general sense.
Right.
But at the same time, people that are coming, we want to be charitable. I believe in charity. I believe in charity full-heartedly. I believe we should welcome people that are refugees fleeing from a conflict. But there's a capacity for people to welcome large surges of people coming, and they're claiming asylum with the state. They're claiming asylum with the state. They're not coming over primarily to work. I'm sure that a lot of them are willing to work.
And once they do that and they don't have work, guess what they do? They get on some state systems.
So you're saying that people that come here fleeing some bad situation, that they don't have work. If they don't have work, they will get assistance and they'll just stay there.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's my problem with that whole argument is, number one, you wouldn't have this problem if we didn't have a welfare state in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
If we didn't have this huge system that would give them a way to earn an income and not work. Secondly, I think people claiming asylum is probably somewhat of a response to harsh immigration laws that say you're going to be treated completely differently if you claim asylum. So when I come here, hey, guess what? I'm fleeing from wherever I came from. Instead of just being honest, I'm just coming up here to work, or I want to live in the U.S. or something like that.
Yeah,
so you have this.
People want to send money, like to be charitable, like, you know, like, because I've gone back and forth on the border thing, and you know what? It kind of, the way I look at it is like, if right now there's a system in place where people are fleeing, like. And just, you know, coming into this country by the buses. I mean, there was...
Because, okay, which case are you talking about? Are you talking about people that are genuinely being oppressed, or there's some real reason why they need to flee their country?
But even if they're being oppressed, then, you know, create a task force and go help, you know, save people in the world, I guess. Like, why bus them? Like, one of the things, some guy running for mayor here, or not mayor, governor here in New Hampshire wanted to make it a sanctuary state and, like, bus all of these people from God knows where and just dump them in New Hampshire.
That's actually, like, not what sanctuary state means. But
well, basically, in the article,
means.
That's basically right. What it was saying, is they wanted to bring a bunch of these people to New Hampshire from God knows where without, like, any kind of vetting process. Like, I think there should be... Because then if you know, let's say the 75% of those people end up on some type of state program, well, you're not...
What statistics do you think? 75% of people just don't want to work.
Yeah, no, not that.
Non-citizens can't get welfare anyway.
Statistically, right. Yes, they can.
No.
There are ways they can. When they're granted asylum by the state will then award them resources and allocate money. That's how the state keeps its funding.
No argument there.
There
probably
are,
accurate.
You know, programs for refugees, sure. That, and bad, dirty Liberty Penguin. the dirty mortified penguin. Thank you for call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts? This is Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Last night we were talking about the post office and how, well, it's a failing business that's technically not a business because it's basically run by the government, even though people like to say that it's not run by the federal government. And during that discussion, Amazon was brought up, partly because Donald Trump is complaining, saying that Amazon is causing the post office to lose billions of dollars. Well, apparently Amazon wants to change the way they deliver packages, and we'll jump into that in just a moment. But, well, there's a company that Amazon recently bought that they want to help you be able to have a home security system, talking about Blink and their motion-activated securities, the wireless motion-activated security cameras. That means that, you know, when you put one up in the corner of a room or in the middle of the room or wherever, and you decide, I don't like it there, I want to move it, you don't have to drill holes in walls and move all kinds of wires and whatnot to move the cameras. And these cameras, they're easy to set up. They connect to a wireless device, whether it be a smartphone, a tablet, something of that sort. And then you can either set it to alert you when something moves in front of said camera. You can also set the duration. That way you're not setting it off while you know that you're home, and then you wind up, who's walking in front of, oh, that's me. So set it to give you notifications when you're not home. And these cameras, again, wire-free, super easy to set up, no contracts, no subscriptions. Here's the deal. Get three Blink security cameras for way less than what the other guys charge and get an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. That's BlinkProtect.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live. Blink Protect, that's all one word, BlinkProtect.com/FTL. So let's jump into this article from Engadget about Amazon and, well, their plan to change the way they deliver packages. Whether or not they're actually allowed to go through with this change is going to be a completely different question. Again, from Engadget, they say Amazon promises speedy deliveries, especially for Prime members who might not be pleased to get their purchases late when they have to pay $20 more for a subscription going forward. And that's $20 per year, not $20 per month, but still, they're paying more for that Prime membership than what they were. To be able to keep up with the demand and stay true to its word, the e-commerce titan has launched an initiative that encourages people to start their own small package delivery business for the company. Nice. The Apple Delivery Service Partner Project offers entrepreneurs discounted Amazon-branded vehicles for delivery, branded uniforms, fuel, and comprehensive insurance coverage, among other things, for a minimum investment of $10,000. So this, right off the bat, screams to me, multi-level marketing scheme.
You think? I don't get that.
You're a contractor.
It screams you are a contractor, and it screams that Amazon needs more help in delivering the number of packages that they are delivering, so they're going to help subsidize this stuff.
Right, but see, Chris, if you get three of your friends
to sign on,
and they get three of their friends, and they get three of their friends, are they getting sign-on bonuses here?
I suspect they'll do some sort of like
multi-level marketing scheme.
No. Doing a recruitment bonus or something like that is not multi-level marketing. If you promise wealth beyond imagination, because you're always going to get a portion of the revenue stream for that next level and the next level after that and the next level of that, now you're selling Amway.
If you sign up enough of your friends, you can retire and you don't have to work. Oh, but you do have to work because you're going to be delivering packages for Amazon.
Yeah, I don't.
For the low price of paying them $10,000.
I don't think it's going to happen. I'm not as suspicious of you on this particular issue.
Let's continue here. It says, interested business-minded folk will need more money than that, since the 10 grand doesn't cover driver's wages. However, Amazon will reimburse qualified military veterans up to $10,000. The company also says that participants have the potential to earn up to $300,000 in profits every year for a 40-vehicle fleet.
And that's a pretty good investment. So, yeah, you're going to be putting a lot of vehicles out on the road. You're going to be spending a lot of money.
Those who choose to go all out and get 40 vans for their business would obviously have to shell out more money, though, especially since they'd need to employ around 100 drivers to run things smoothly. The initiative is now available in over 24 states, but the company will launch it in more locations if enough people are interested. Dave Clark, Amazon Senior Vice President for Worldwide Operations, told the New York Times that it's hoping to get hundreds of sign-ups over the next year. If it becomes a hit in the U.S., it might eventually be rolled out to other countries around the world.
So here's what I like.
They don't want to use like FedEx and UPS and stuff.
Well,
like that.
Here's how I look at it. I see Amazon, whether you love them, whether you hate them, as being an extremely successful business. And I was the one who, year after year, said Amazon still hasn't even turned a profit. Because they went for years before they made a penny.
Because they started out as mostly books, right?
They started out selling books, and they have expanded and expanded. They've come up with innovations and new ways of doing things, and everything from how their distribution centers work to how they deliver to how they track products. I just see it as a real American success story. What I think is inspiring in this is here is this great entrepreneurial company that started out of nothing, and they've reached a point where they're so successful that they realize that the only the way that we're going to be even more successful is that we help create more entrepreneurs. And by allowing people to start their own Amazon delivery business, that's so, really fostering another level of entrepreneurs.
After reading a little further down into this article, this seems a lot more like Amazon's going to franchise out regional delivery. So it's not quite going to be, you know, the level of you recruit three of your friends to be delivery drivers and they recruit three of theirs.
No.
And it's not quite a contractor sort of thing. It's kind of like, oh, you want to start a Burger King? Okay. You pay, I think it's $50,000 for the franchising naming rights of Burger King, and then you get to service a certain area.
Yeah, which means you get to build your own building and you get to do all those things.
Right. So the $10,000 is just going to be for the naming rights of Amazon Delivery Service, fill in the blank geographic area. There's more to this article, but first to the phones. 855-450-FREE is the number. We've got Ranger calling in from Chattanooga. Ranger, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Going well. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm new to Free Talk Live.
All right.
So, I appreciate you guys and what you're doing, but I got a few questions, if I can do that.
Yep, hold the line. We'll bring you back, and we'll answer your questions. And we'll answer your questions. If you call in, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky with the very latest on the deadly shooting in Annapolis, Maryland at a newspaper office.
There are several people who have died from this incident, and
Several others are injured.
The gunman being grilled by police. Detectives say the man opening fire at a building in Annapolis, Maryland, killing five people at a newspaper called Capital Gazette. This writer says there's no security at the building or in the parking lot.
It's a very open scene, and a man with a shotgun could do a lot of damage with very little effort.
Meanwhile, Maryland Governor Republican Larry Hogan praising police for their extremely quick response.
Our emergency response team they did an incredible job. The fact that they responded within 60 seconds, I want to give serious praise to Anne Arundel County and the city of Annapolis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll get back to the phones here in just a moment. But first, want to remind you that if you like the show, consider joining the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it's a way that we can wind up reaching more program directors that wind up making the decisions to add the show to more broadcast radio stations. Those are, you know, the ones that AM, FM stations, where we're not talking about just on the internet. I realize that, you know, we do have the Twitch stream. We're on YouTube. We've got the free-to-air satellites. We've got the podcast that we put up. But we're also on, I believe it's 193 radio stations across the country, coast to coast. And we can be on a lot more. AMP. AMP.freetalklive.com. And it's not just you throwing us money. There are perks that you get. There's an AMP-only portion of the Discord chat thing. There's an AMP-only version of the podcast. There are other perks that I don't remember off the top of my head, but you can find those AMP.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones where we've got Ranger calling in from Chattanooga. Ranger, you said that you're new to the show and you've got some questions.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you taking my call.
Yep, go ahead.
You guys are anti-army and government and police, no?
Let me answer that one.
Depends on who you ask.
So if you go around the table, I'm not going to speak for Daryl's opinion. I know, Heather, you are, I would say, pro-military, pro-police.
Yeah. I'm not.
I'm a former selectman, so I've actually had police officers working for me, and I'm also an Army veteran. What I am, I can only speak for myself, is I'm very much against war. Daryl, do you want to take a stand on this?
Yeah, I am personally a conscientious objector. I'm opposed to war. I'm not opposed to police if they're actually enforcing crimes with victims.
Right.
Related to the police that I am opposed to is when they go around and, you know, give people tickets for things like an open container when it's a girl walking from one college party to another,
right,
and she just happens to step one foot onto the sidewalk instead of walking completely in the yard.
Yeah.
When you've got people that may have small amounts of cannabis and they wind up getting arrested and thrown in jail for lengthy periods of time. When you've got people that are running websites that get sentenced to two life sentences plus 40 years. I'm opposed to that.
Right. Mm-hmm. So how does that fit into your preconception of us?
I agree with Ian. I mean, the laws are, DS, I guess I should say, on the air.
Okay, yep.
I don't believe that you should have the right to smoke marijuana or, like, do the drugs you want to do. Take all the warning labels off everything and let the survival of the fittest work itself out.
I'm not necessarily opposed to warning labels. I'm, not in support of government mandates that a latter have eight of them.
Right.
But if the latter company wants to, on their own accord, put all of the warning labels telling me not to stand at the very top,
feel free and I'll still do it.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's a private organization, but as far as government goes, I'm a 10-year Army vet. I've done 6 deployments, so I get what you're saying. But isn't it when you do a tribal intonation, they have their own laws? So isn't that anarchism?
We debate this a lot with Heather because Heather seems to think every libertarian is either her or an anarchist.
No.
I don't see things as being that black and white. I think that it's natural for people who band together for whatever reasons, be it a tribe, be it a country, they're going to come up with their own acceptable rules and guidelines for behavior. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody would ever, even if it were two guys with tents next to each other who are in the Army, would say, hey, you know what, let's make murder legal.
But see, that's the thing, is anarchists, no matter what tribe they're in, they're never going to be happy.
Right. But
like, that's why I have, like, kind of like a lower patience level when it comes to anarchists, just because there literally is, like, no pleasing of them.
You just think everybody's an anarchist.
No, though. I just, like, it's like,
this is fast anarchist conspiracy.
I don't know, but yeah. I kind of, like, I grew up, my dad was in the military, so it was like, I don't know, call it tribal, whatever. Like, I like the idea of people coming together. I think there's a positive perspective. Like, when you have, sure, hundreds of thousands of people that come together and wave a flag and they're all, like, agreeing to be unified with one another, I think that's, in its own sense, a good thing. It's better than all those same people fighting each other. And so I can see the positive spin on, the tribals.
I can, too. What I can say is that I would see a more positive society come about through more voluntary interactions as opposed to dictators. And that's where, unfortunately, our government acts very dictatorially. And we talk about those stories every day, even if it's about, pick your topic of the day. And we've been talking about cannabis and drugs. And we have the government coming down and saying, No, absolutely not. It is against the law, even though this plant grows naturally, possibly in your own backyard. If you get caught with it of sufficient quantity, we're going to throw you in a federal jail.
And if it's legal to sell where you happen to live, we're still not going to let you go put right. your money in a bank.
Right. So there's those sorts of issues. I just think that the idea of voluntarism makes a heck of a lot more sense than trying to perfect a democracy or a republic, which we continue to kind of goof up at. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, I apologize for I had to call.
That's okay.
What if the majority said that we should imprison, just hypothetically speaking,
mm-hmm.
you're saying that you think the majority should rule. Basically, no? Is that...
I don't think that's at all what he said.
Yeah, I don't buy into, because a pure democracy is just majority rule. And
right,
that means
in a pure democracy, they could say nobody named Ranger is allowed to live here, and anybody named Ranger is either going to be thrown in jail or executed on site.
Yeah. I think the majority ruling is just like life. Like, that is what happens, whether people agree with it or not. So what happens is when you have any type of particular belief, whether you're Republican, Democrat, or Libertarian, or whatever, your job is now to convince people of what it is that you believe in and make that idea become one that the majority holds.
You do realize that our entire country was founded to fight the idea of majority rule, that our whole system of government
was designed and built trying to get rid of like a small minority of British rulers to
Can you
rule.
Explain to me what they
wanted the majority of people to rule, not the minority of like the king and him.
When we talk about the Bill of Rights, and that's a good example, is the major driving force was we don't want a king to rule us, and we don't want a mob to rule us.
Which is minority.
We put in all these things
minority.
To protect the rights of minorities. The minority opinion can never be squashed. It can't be
done away with.
It was the
majority of people's opinion that they protected.
No.
Yeah.
I know you like to think you know that, but you're completely and totally wrong.
Because British rule.
Yes.
Yes.
And
the majority of people wanted to escape British rule.
No, that
even power back to
even that is completely inaccurate.
Yeah.
The majority of people didn't care.
Ranger,
that's what happened during
the
our revolutionary period. The majority didn't care. They didn't do anything. You had minorities that actually fought against the British rule.
No, I disagree, because I think it needs to reach a tipping point. Majority will rule in the end.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into the story here from Engadget about Amazon in just a second. But I want to tell you about a cryptocurrency that, well, it was made by voluntarists for voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction embedded into the white paper talking about Zencash with now over 12,000 secure nodes. Zencash has one of the largest node systems of any cryptocurrency, and they're getting ready to roll out something called super nodes that will require more Zen to be staked than the amount of Zen staked into a secure node. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions using something called ZK Snarks, which is some zero-knowledge proofs. I don't know how it works. I just know that it does work. You can go learn more about Zencash at zencash.com. That's zencash.com. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now, 855-450-FREE. Jumping back into this article here from Engadget about Amazon's delivery service partner project that, well, it sounds as though they're going to franchise out Amazon package delivery. And all you need is a minimum investment of $10,000. And you can wind up, they say, earning up to $300,000 in profits if you wind up getting a 40-vehicle fleet. The initiative, they say, is now available in over 24 states, but the company will launch it in more locations if people are interested. Dave Clark, Amazon Senior Vice President for Worldwide Operations, told the New York Times They're hoping to get hundreds of sign-ups over the next year, and if it becomes a hit in the U.S., they'll look into rolling it out in other countries around the world. According to Amazon, the project will not completely replace its delivery partners, UPS and the United States Postal Service. Clark also denied that it was created in response to the president's accusations against the company. Back in April, Trump attacked Amazon on Twitter, telling followers that it cost the United States Post Office massive amounts of money for being the company's delivery boy. Amazon has had an agreement with the Post Office that sets the rates of deliveries for the company. The details are not public, but according to experts, Amazon has not been a burden on taxpayers at all. It even brought in $19.5 billion in 2017. Where did the president's accusations come from? The Washington Post said it talked to officials who believe that the president's attacks coincided with some of the articles it published, articles criticizing the administration. Amazon chief Jeff Bezos also happens to own the Washington Post.
He does, and that's probably not going to put him too high on President Trump's Christmas list.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just like the idea of Amazon. They're kind of hostage at this point. They either can pay more money and use the commercial services, or the best bidder right now out there, sadly, is the U.S. government. And I know that the Postal Service is not... It's not an actual part of the government. It's just this quasi-governmental. It's not private. It's blah, blah, blah.
Can't do anything other than replace a burnout light bulb without an act of Congress.
Right. Literally without an act of Congress. So I just really like this idea. I like the idea that they can help hopefully get out from under that and realize that the Postal Service comes with this enormous burden, and that is all of the bennies that Postal employees receive. So we're talking, you know, unfunded retirement programs that are immense. They're not sustainable. Those are going to catch up with them, and there's no way that they're going to continue to only lose the amount of money they're losing this year, because guess what? The post office always loses money.
Right.
They don't turn a profit.
UPS and FedEx, I believe, have earned profits somewhere in the neighborhood of the amount of money that the post office has lost.
Right, right. So I just hope that this works out.
The article here continues, this initiative also will not completely replace Amazon Flex, which pays people with their own vehicles to deliver packages for the company with the promise of earning at least $18 per hour. Those interested in the opportunity may want to take note, however, that they and their delivery drivers will not be classified as Amazon employees or even as independent contractors. They'll completely own the business they put up, except they'll have a contract with Amazon that prohibits them from using the discounted vans to deliver anything else other than the tech giant's packages. So basically, this is franchising Amazon delivery services and signing an exclusive contract with Amazon to only deliver Amazon packages to Amazon customers, and you can't deliver anything else.
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, if you're looking...
Oh, you need to go get groceries, and you just finished delivering packages? Your contract with Amazon says you're not allowed to use the van for anything else.
Oh, you really think that they're going to come down that hard on people? I don't, because...
It's in the contract...
Jeez, Daryl, you're being pedantic.
I honestly think that they would come down that, because I've seen people.
You're going to have things that come up, like the proper use and things like that of a vehicle. But whether they're going to stop and they're going to revoke a contract because a guy stopped and got a gallon of milk on the way home after his busy day of delivering packages, that's going to be pretty crazy. And Amazon isn't going to have a successful program if they look
They're
at things
spending thousands on lawsuits,
right,
and attorneys,
what they are, right, what they,
contract law over a gallon of milk,
right, but what they are going to be concerned with is, okay, suddenly this guy who's taken all the benefits of Amazon's program and now opens his own delivery service in his hometown, selling delivering groceries, they're going to be worried about that. But everybody who ever goes into business as part of a franchise understands those risks up front. They know that they are not ultimately in complete control, that they're in a partnership with a franchise.
Right, but even, you know, like Burger King's and McDonald's and Dairy Queen's.
I'm so surprised McDonald's doesn't deliver, to be honest with you. Like, they're such a giant that
why
I figured,
would
like,
they?
Oh, I don't know.
Can I interrupt with the biggest news story of the day?
What?
McDonald's is now starting to sell muffin tops.
Wait, what?
The best
is
part
this
of the
a Seinfeld joke.
The best part of the muffin is the top part, and they are crediting Seinfeld for that idea.
But what I was going to say is, you know, like these places where they are, you know, the independently franchised
Sure.
The owners have a little bit of leeway,
right?
Not a lot, but a little bit.
Sure.
As long as, you know, here's what a Big Mac is.
I don't eat fast food, really.
Doesn't matter whether you eat fast food or not. You acknowledge that McDonald's exists.
Right.
And that a Big Mac at McDonald's in Keene, New Hampshire is going to be the same as a Big Mac in San Diego, California.
Yeah, basically.
Now, the McDonald's in Keene might sell something that McDonald's in San Diego doesn't. The McDonald's in San Diego might have something different.
Like we get lobster rolls, right? How New England is that? Yeah, you can go to McDonald's.
I came up in my news feed the other day. I posted a status. And I was just, I made a Facebook post like years ago when they first started doing that.
Right.
And I was just like, so Facebook just decided to sell lobster rolls.
Hold on.
Rolls.
So
no thanks.
McDonald's sells lobster rolls?
Mass produced lobster rolls.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
They're going to come out real soon here.
Oh, yeah.
If they're not out already.
I wonder how many people have gotten seafood poisoning from that.
But when are they bringing back the McRib?
You're in New England.
Or how much of it is like a...
Hopefully never.
Artificial meat, I bet.
I think they're using actual lobster meat. I know the price isn't really inexpensive, but yeah, that was just one of those. I remember moving up here to New Hampshire going,
lobster rolls. It's just
what the heck? McDonald's sells a lobster roll? That's crazy.
Yeah. So maybe this Amazon thing will wind up working. Maybe it won't. Maybe they'll expand Amazon Flex. Maybe they'll wind up getting approval to actually do drone deliveries, which is something they've wanted to do for a long time, but the FAA will not allow them to do it because, well, somebody might shoot the drone out in the sky and steal your pair of socks.
Now, I might shoot a government drone out of the sky, but I will not shoot down Amazon drones. Why would I do that? That might be my own delivery. It might be something our good friend Matt ordered off of Amazon. Why would I ever do that? Now, if you fly a government drone over my property and you try peeping in my windows or seeing what I'm
snatching your people up,
growing on my land, then yeah, I will do my best to take that thing down.
So, what are your thoughts here? Do you think this is going to wind up succeeding, yay or nay?
I think it's a great experiment. I think it's going to be really complex, and we'll see. I think it's worth them trying. You know, if Jeff Bezos loses $100 million on it, that leaves him like a million times more than that left. So, okay.
We're out of time for tonight. I'm skeptical, but yeah, maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. We'll be back tomorrow, but we are always online at freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.